Jason Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game live today at Hogfish Bar and Grill down in Key West on Stock Island. We'll be back in Nashville tomorrow where it's a lot colder. Predators will be back in action tomorrow as they continue a road trip. They'll be in Toronto to take on the Maple Leafs. Talk more about that. Let's say hello to Hal Gill, Predators analyst for both radio and TV. Skillsy, what's up? How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm glad you guys are enjoying some heat because it is a little chilly around here.
That is what I hear. Not looking forward to walking off the plane and feeling that, but such is life. That's how it goes. So can we just make an agreement and you call whoever you need to call that the can it not be a 3-2 overtime loss by the Predators tomorrow night in Toronto? Can we get a regulation win?
Maybe mix it up a little bit and get an overtime win or just a regular one would be great. Yeah, you know what the good part is? The good part about it is that we're in the fight. You know, there's compete in this team. They're giving everything they got. They're battling. The scoring hasn't been there. The 5-on-5, they know they have problems, but they're in the fight, which is, you know, more than I can say for the beginning of the season.
Yeah, and you know, I guess you can take, you know, a little bit of like, okay, you got 3 points out of the last three games. That helps you, but does it create an extra layer of frustration in the locker room of knowing that it's like, man, we're right there, but we can't quite finish?
Yeah, I think for sure. And you can see it on their faces after, you know, the last three overtime losses. They're just – it's discouraging. And I've been there where you – it's nothing worse than deserving better. If you get beat, you get beat. You know, like you play a good team and you lose, that's rough. You know, but when you feel like you played a good game and you did all the right things and you don't get rewarded for it, that is super frustrating. And so I feel for these guys because, you know, there's been some games, last 10 games, they've left, what, maybe 4 to 6 on the table that they probably – deserved more. It just hasn't happened. So the level of frustration is growing by every overtime loss.
We're talking to Hal Gill here on the Jason Big Joe Show. Hal, I saw a tweet the other day, and I don't, you know, a few days ago, I forget who it's from. It said, according to Barry Trotz, the Nashville Predators were open for business. I don't believe that, but what does that mean if it is true, open for business?
Well, I can tell you that, and, you know, I have friends that I played with that are GMs now and friends that are coaches and are around and with the brass and just talking to them, you know, picking their brain, how are things? And they're like, it's great. But what people don't see is that for every deal that gets done, there's 10 to 12, maybe 15 to 20 other deals that are full on, full work, same amount of work that goes into making a deal, but it's and so, you know, Barry Trotz might be open for business. He's not going to make just a move for the sake of making a move. Everyone wants to win in a negotiation. And so you go through all these negotiations and the ones we see are the ones that work out. But there's countless other ones that don't work out. And be honest, if Barry Trotz isn't going trying to make his team better after the start of the season, you'd be pretty upset with Barry Trotz. Wait, you're not looking at options? You're just going to accept this? I think he's going out there trying to make moves, and he's not going to just make a move for the sake of making a move. I think he's got to look at options and try to prep for the next move, and I think that's just part of his job, but I'd be upset if he wasn't trying.
Oh, I totally agree. You know, and the team is at 7-12-6. I mean, what happens if they, you know, in these next 10 games, they turn it around and go 8-1-1? I mean, it's so, again, I'm not of the mindset of like, just let everybody go and it's over with. Because we saw last year in February, they went on that nice hot streak. So anything could happen. It just, I think, you know, we need to see it in probably pretty soon. But I would not give up on this team yet.
No, I don't think you give up on – you certainly don't give up on the players. You don't give up on the coaches. You don't give up on the team. But you also have to be realistic and say, hey, this isn't good enough. How do we change it, and what do we need to change? And, you know, it goes the same way if you came out on a hot streak and, you know, you look at the Winnipeg Jets. Do they decide that, you know, because they had the best start in league history, do they just load up and we're the best team ever? Well, no, I think you look at that as, you know, we've had confidence, we've had wins. They probably, through that streak that they started off on, they probably had a bunch of games that they probably shouldn't have won, but because they had the swagger of winning, they went out and won. And so they don't load up in the same way. I don't think that it makes sense for the Preds to go out and load up on a team that, you know, it had a bad start. You know, like, you don't blow it up because it's a bad start. You don't load up because you had a great start. And so I think you have to have a little bit of a temperance just to kind of deep breath and look at your options and try to figure out what the best move is moving forward.
We're talking to Hal Gill, Predators analyst here on the Chasing Big Joe show. So what's kind of your thought as we've seen some young guys worked into the lineup? Obviously, Barry Trotz made a few trades and some guys are gone. And you know, I quite frankly thought they kind of needed some fresh starts. And so now we're seeing some of the youngsters come in and get mixed with the veterans. What can that do to spark things?
Well, I think you're getting there's two levels. I think there's, first of all, you're bringing in new young blood that you know, isn't in the system. I look at Fedor Svechkov as a guy that, okay, like, coming in, he's got to learn the system. He's got to learn everything, but he's just bringing his game. And all he knows to do is what he does. And he's going to come out and do that. You look at the goal he scored the other night, his first NHL goal was a beauty. And it was because he drove the net, backed off, saw the spacing, all the things that, you know, and then had a great finish on it, a great one-timer. But all those things are, that's just what he does. And so he's coming over, and jumping on the ice, going, all right, I'm going to show you what I can do. And I think that's exciting for him. That's exciting for the guys that are around him that are seeing that. But it's also, I think, as a veteran, you look at that and go, all right, this kid's just doing his thing. What I just got to play my game. I got to do my thing. And you feed off that excitement. You know, you look at Willsby and Blankenberg, they're jumping over the boards, playing their game, and the defenseman next to him is going, all right, it's not as complicated as I'm making it right now. You know, sometimes you get in your own head and you try to overthink things. I think you got to have that balance of, all right, I know what I do, and I have to go out and do it. I have to do it within the structure of the team, but I also have to go and just play my game. And I think with these young guys, you're seeing that. It's kind of fun to watch them go out there and just do their thing.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, they make the move and get another goalie in here. And how do you say his last name? I haven't quite learned this yet. But
I think Chris Mason told me it's like that. You just say it like that.
We'll go with that. But you know, Hal, it's worked out with Finnish goaltenders in this organization, so why not add another one?
Yeah, no, it's tough to see Wedgwood leave. It's kind of an unfair. Sometimes the NHL can be unfair. You know, like he didn't really get much of a chance, but you know, he's going to a good team, and Preds are getting a younger goalie back at a lower cap and cap hit, and so I think there's. It's kind of a good move for everyone, and this kid's got some size. He's a Finn, so he can speak Jussi's language and learn from Saros, and I think it's going to be hopefully a good mix.
Hal, before we let you go, we always like to hit the positivity on this. How good can this hockey team be if they all come together as one? I know that's kind of like whatever, but I mean, how good can they? You see them every single day. How good can they be?
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I you know, every time you go through a losing streak or you're loud around a losing team, you look at it. Is it the system? Is it the players? Is it the and the answer is it's whatever they decide they are, and I think that's what we have to look at is. It doesn't matter what system you do. There's so many systems throughout NHL history that have worked. but everyone's got to be on the same page. And that's what makes a system work. That's what makes a team work. And so that buy-in, I think, is there. I think they know, the veterans know that if they put it together, they can go on a run. Maybe not 18 in a row, but they can start with one. And I think that's what the team is looking for. They need to do it together, though. And that's the one common factor, is you need to have everyone on the same page. And I think that's what they're trying to find. And I know we've been saying that all year, and I'm optimistic that it will come. But it can be like a light switch sometimes, where and we saw it. You know, the doom and gloom, and the U2 tour, the concert was canceled, and then they go on a heater, and it's right around the corner, and they just have to keep believing in it and see it. And I think once that does happen, there's a lot of parts of this team that I still really like, and so they just got to put it together. But it can be right there. A lot of those guys know that. You don't rely on that. You still have to work for it, and I think that's the challenge, is staying with it and working for it. But it can be right there for them, and so I'm excited every time I see him take the ice, because I'm like, okay, this could be it. And I think that's the fun part about sports in general, is you never know when someone could go on a run and make history and do something special.
Good stuff as always, Hal. Enjoy Toronto and the road trip, and we will talk to you next week.
You know I will, guys. You know I will.
You'll find the good spots, that's for sure.
I know you will, too. Enjoy yourselves down there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cheers, that is Hal Gill joining us here on the program. And remember, tomorrow is your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click. If you correctly guess a Preds player that scores a goal in the Preds game tomorrow night, you'll win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. You can participate with Robbie and Rexro tomorrow morning at 8:45. Coming up next, you have a question.
Yeah, and I want to hear from the Tennessee fans. And you can hit us on the text line, 615-737-1025. A lot of speculation. If Tennessee hosts a home college football playoff game, who do you want to see come to Neyland? And by that I mean that you'll go out and buy tickets and make a trip to Knoxville if you haven't been there in several years. What team would you love to see come into Neyland Stadium? I got my thoughts. I want to hear from you next.
We'll discuss that next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.